我们现在请今晚讲法者跟大家解法缘。We would now like to ask our Dharma speaker to create Dharma affinities with everyone.
Dhuvo Pusa, Sivu Sangren, 各位法师，阿弥陀佛。今天呢，轮到恒禅跟大家解法缘。啊，今天呢是耶稣圣诞日，12月25日。
你说十月？
十月。
Okay, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dharma Master, and lay people, Omitofo. It is Han Chan's turn to tie Dharma affinity with everyone. Today is the birthday of Jesus Christ, December 25th.
那我在华严经前世呢，听到有上人的女众弟子问跟师父说，他说耶稣呢也是肉团生的，那有记载是这么说，然后师父呢就回答他，耶稣呢也是菩萨再来，那当时呢大家就笑起来，录音带大家就笑了，然后上人就加一句说真的啊这样子。所以呢，基督徒呢，虔诚的基督徒呢，都想升到天国，所以他们很相信天主。那印度教的婆罗门，印度的婆罗门教徒呢，都想修行升到梵天。那我们是身为佛的弟子呢，那请问你们想不想升到极乐世界啊？想哦，我也想哎，那所以要天天问自己有没有这个愿。那假如没有这个愿的人呢？那我们上人很好，每天的网课都给我们念阿弥陀经，还有念佛半个小时。那给你种下种子，那天天种，天天种呢？那有一天你不想去，都得去了。你们说对吗？对哈。
Okay, so Venerable Master has a female disciple. She asked Venerable Master, we heard that Jesus Christ was also born in a flesh ball, and this is according to record. So Venerable Master answered, well, Jesus is also a bodhisattva come again. And all the disciple laughed.And Venerable Master replied, it is true. So Christians all want to be born in the heavens because they believe in God. And they're also the Brahmins from India. They want to be born in the pure heavens, in the Fan Tian. We are Buddhist disciples. We should ask ourselves if we want to be reborn in a pure land or not. And people say, yes, we do. So, Chan Fasha said, I also want to be reborn there too. But we should ask, ourselves, if we have any vows, have we made any vows, for rebirth in the pure land?Venerable Master was very compassionate. He had set out the evening recitation for us that we recite Amitabha Buddha Sutra and we recite Buddha's name every day. So we are actually planting seeds, for being born in the Pure Land after, reciting the Buddha's name in Amitabha Sutra for a long time. Even if we don't want to be born in the Pure Land, we would be born there, right?
还有呢，我们所做的法会或者功课呢，往往我们都会回向说愿以此功德，就是念佛的功德啦，或者诵经功德啦，或者拜忏功德等等的功德呢，来庄严我们这个新的佛度跟我们的依报的佛度。那上报呢，主要呢我们要报四重恩，还有下。即三途苦，然后不舍众生， 假如有听到闻道的人呢，都希望他们发菩提心。然后下一句是很重要哦，一定要发愿经此一报身同生极乐国，就是下回不要再轮回当人，或者乃至于你还有那个业啊，想当国王啊，或者想当总统啊，或者想当女的男的等等啊，什么都好都不要了，然后经此一报身同生极乐国。那极乐世界在哪里呢？
Okay, so then, during the Fa Hui, after, we finish, we always make a vow. We make a vow that may this merit, meritorious virtues adorn the Buddha's Pure Land. It is the new Pure Land we're going to be born to, and also the Pure Land of our retribution world, basically the Pure Land. So it says to repay the fourfold kindness above and also aid the living beings in the three worlds. So this is to remind us not to leave living beings behind. So may those who hear and see will resolve upon Bodhi, and when this body comes to an end, we will all be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss together. So basically, it's to renounce any kind of desires to be born as human beings again, or any kind of intention, want to be a king or president, man or woman, any kind of thoughts to be reborn as any person, any kind of living beings should be renounced. So where is the Pure Land?
那这是从西方极乐寺君家上人的开示里回答的。上人说呢，极乐世界就是你我众生本来的真心，得到本来的真心呢，就生在极乐世界。若没有明白自己本来的真心，就没有生到极乐世界。那什么是我们自己本来的真心呢？
Okay, so where is the Pure Land? Venerable Master said that, from the instructional talks from, the land of ultimate bliss is your home. So, the land of ultimate bliss, it said it's the original true mind of you and me and all the living beings. If we have uncovered our original true mind, then we are born in the Pure Land. If we have not understood our inherent true mind, then we are not born in the Pure Land. So where is our inherent or original true mind?
那在禅宗法中呢，就是参这个念佛的是谁，就是问这个谁，就一直问下去，问到几个大劫，然后问到有天就是开悟了。那在净度法里头呢，就是念这个阿弥陀佛来找这个真心。那修观音法门的人呢，就念观世音菩萨。那无论你念哪一位佛菩萨的名号呢，念到一心不乱、一尘不染的境界呢，就能够大业往生，花开见佛，或者见到菩萨，就升到极乐世界呢。那这个一心不乱呢，一尘不染呢，就是真心，就是一般上我们用虚空来形容的这个真心，也是像六祖所说的本来无一物的这个真心。
Okay, so in Chan school, the Chan practitioners would investigate who is reciting the Buddha's name, and they will investigate who, that's their chant topic. They will investigate and investigate until they are awakened or enlightened. In the Pure Land School, if you want to look for a true mind, we need to recite Amitabha Buddha's name. Venerable Master continued to say that if we cultivate the Guanyin Dhamma door, then we recite Guanyin's name. Whichever Bodhisattva you recite, you must recite to a point that you have the state of one mind and confused, and you are not defiled by any kind of dust. So to that point, then you can be reborn in the Pure Land with your old karma. You will be able to see the Buddha after the flower blossoms or opens. And so what does it mean by one mind and confused and not being defiled at all? That means you have obtained a state, that means you have uncovered your true mind, which is usually described by empty space. We usually describe it by empty space. And this is what Six Patriarchs said, that there is not a single thing to begin with.
那讲个小插曲，小事情跟大家分享。 前几天呢，我认识一位小朋友，六岁。那他问我一个问题，他说：“怎么如何了生死？”他说：“法师怎么了生死？”六岁而已。那我就回他呢，因为我看他哇，好像很聪明啊。我说：“你不是再来吗？”意思说你是不是再来度众生啊？你不是再来的吗？再来度众生吗？你猜他怎么说呢？他说：“成佛再度众生比较好。”哎。
So I want to share an episode that I had encountered a few days ago. I ran into this
boy.
Okay, so I ran into a little boy a few days ago. He was only 6 years old. He asked me, Dhamma Master, how do we end birth and death? And then I looked at him. He was 6 years old. So I answered back. I said, are you someone who's come again to cross over living beings? Well, guess what he said in reply. He said, I think it is better to cross over living beings after I have become a Buddha. This is from a six-year-old.
Yeah. 补充一下，是因为我跟他说，你应该在做菩萨啊，帮助众生啊。那他就回答说，他要成佛才来度众生比较好。那我们也是一样。那我记得呢，我自己也曾经问过师父这句话。有一天我在路上呢遇到上人，那上人在刚好在 K Building 那一带。那我也是问跟小孩子一样问同样的问题，师父怎如何了生死？那你知道上人怎么回答我吗？上人说你要了就可以了。那也就是说呢，我们呢，假如呢 ，OK， 我们想很恳切、很真诚的想升到极乐世界呢，只要诚心念佛就可以了。所以呢，那我们要很清楚的哈，那我们的愿是升到极乐世界。那升到极乐世界有什么好呢？那是极乐世界呢是没有重苦。你觉得我们这个人生痛不痛苦呢？假如你觉得你自己不痛苦的话，你可以看周遭所有的人，你可以问问每一个人的。每一个人的人生经验有没有觉得有苦的呢？或者没有苦的呢？假如他完全没有苦的话，那你可以说你就待在这里吧。那假如你知道我们都有苦的话，这至少呢，生老病死就是一个苦呢。那极乐世界是没有重苦，但受诸乐，然后从莲花化身。那不像我们要经过，还要经过胎藏，也是很苦的哈。那极乐世界呢？那里是以莲花为胎，在莲花里 住了一个时期下去就很好了，将来就成佛了，成佛呢就度众生比较容易，然后就是比较不那么多障碍。那像我们出家很久了哈，然后我们有时要就是面对一些问题的时候，或者是说要教化一些人的时候，我们也觉得不那么容易。所以呢，升到极乐世界呢，成佛呢是无有障碍的。
Okay, so then, I told the little boy, why don't you want to, you can also become a bodhisattva and help living beings too. And he replied again, I think it's better to become a Buddha than cross over, living beings. So I myself have also, asked Venerable Master in the past, just like a little kid, I asked him, how do I end birth and death? So he answered me, if you want to end birth and death, then you can, but you have to want to. So basically, this means that if we want to be born in the land of ultimate bliss, we must sincerely recite the Buddha's name. And if you're very sincere, then you will be reborn. So what are the benefits of being reborn in the land of ultimate bliss? The world, land of ultimate bliss, basically does not have any kind of suffering, but all living beings there undergo all kinds of bliss or have all kinds of, they enjoy all kinds of happiness. And they are born from the lotus flower. Unlike the people here who have to be born from the womb. So there in the land of ultimate bliss, the lotus flower is the womb. So if you live in the lotus flower for a period of time, in the future you will become a Buddha. So then life is suffering, and life is suffering. Who does not suffer? So you can ask people around you if their life is suffering or not. If people are not, you can ask them and ask about their life experience, whether they have any kind of suffering, or find out who doesn't suffer. If people around you don't suffer at all, if no one suffers, then you probably can stay here in this world. So birth, old age, sickness, death, is all suffering. But in the land of ultimate bliss, there is no suffering. I have left the home life for quite some time. Sometimes we have to solve some problems, or sometimes we want to teach people, and we find that it's not a very easy job to do.
那所以呢，上人常常叮咛我们呢，我听过一个开示哈，师父说呢，网课很重要哈，然后呢，但是呢，念佛的时候更重要，就做完网课那个念佛更重要。那为什么呢？他让你念佛的种子呢，种在你的心田里，然后乃至有一天呢，到你临终的时候呢，你会念佛，真的断就是要走的时候，你这色身报身完就是 end 的时候，你就要念佛。
Okay, so Venerable Master's instruction, he said evening recitation is very important, and the period, the time that we circumambulate to recite the Buddha's name is even more important. The reason for that is because when we recite the Buddha's name, we are planting seeds in our mind. At the end of our life, we will recite the Buddha's name, and this is when this life ends. We will recite the Buddha's name. This is the seed that we have been planting in the ordinary time.
什么的功德是最不可思议呢？那个上人说是念佛，并且呢，你一念佛呢，就会放光。这一放光呢，妖魔鬼怪，还有不管是我们就是打完佛七过后有三个禅期哈，有五十应魔的境界嘛，哈，让有些人看了所有的那个外魔啊，哈，外魔啊，或者自心魔，就是在 就是破到色受想行的时候，就会又有自心魔，先有外魔，那等等的东西呢，都会避而远之，而且会消散。但是呢，你必须有真诚的意念，就会有感应。那个就是说光嘛，哈，加倍哈，那你坐禅呢也不会有问题。所以呢，感应什么呢？就是凡夫的心与佛菩萨的光相通达，所谓的那个光光相照，孔孔相通。那主要呢，就是念佛呢，也是在给坐禅打先打一个基础嘛，哈。
Okay, so then, what kind of merit and virtue are most inconceivable? So Venerable Master said the merit and virtue from reciting the Buddha's name is most inconceivable, because when we recite the Buddha's name, light will illumine on us. All the demons, ghosts, all kinds of states that we encounter in 50 demonic states would disappear, especially we have a 3-week chant session coming up. So we could have, we could encounter external demons, we could encounter demons from our mind. In the 50 skanda state, it talked about how when we break through, the different states of, a form, sight, sound, smell, all these kind of different kind of, skandhas, we could possibly encounter, demon from our mind. But then if we have sincere thoughts, then we will be blessed by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, hence we will have response. What is a response? A response means that the mind of an ordinary person is connected to the light of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So it is said that light and light shines on each other and they interpenetrate.
Now, 还有一段还是蛮好，还有两段哈。有段呢，就是说，那你跟我有没有信心或者有资格升到这个庄严不可思议的极乐世界吗？我们有吗？那上人就给一个很好的开示，因为在我来说呢，假如你读的经典越多呢，你觉得这个极乐世界真的殊胜的不得了，好像没资格去了，这样子。那像我举个例子哈，那个四天王天呢的天人的寿呢就是900万岁哈，这样要是投到那个天呢，马上你的寿就是那么高了。然后接下来的那个天呢，一共有28天，那个层次越来越高，越来越高，倍倍上的哈，那个寿跟寿命跟那个高度什么都倍倍而上的。然后那个殊胜的境界呢，你看楞严经呢是很殊胜的。那极乐世界呢，比这些更殊胜、更殊胜的，所以你会觉得有信心吗？有资格吗？那上人就给了这个开示呢，他说世间一切都不是一定的，都可以转变的。那因为我们觉得自己业障重嘛，就如同昨天的法师他道出他向上人真诚忏悔的那个经历，马上我们昨天就听到整个转变了。那就好像我们的业障很重嘛，那他也觉得自己业障很重，本来没有资格可以往生西方净土的，但是如果我们肯诚心念佛的话，还要依法修行哦，那就可以，一定可以往生，可以到这个净土的，净此一报身，必定可以升到净土的。然后最后呢，我要跟大家说一说，分享一本书哈，就是上人在圆寂前呢，他启示我们一定要读这本《净土圣贤录》。然后这序呢是由印光大师呢写的哈，然后一共有10卷，主要是阐扬这个净土的，然后令你跟他们就所有的菩萨们，还有净土的菩萨们，还有我们每天大回向的那些莲宗的祖师们呢，那你会对他们 更有深入的了解。
So as far as being reborn in the land of ultimate bliss, do we have any faith to be reborn there? Do you think we are qualified to be reborn there because the Pure Land is so adorned and so inconceivable? So to me, after I have recited or studied various kinds of sutras, I find out how wonderful Pure Land, Western Pure Land is, and sometimes we feel that we're not very qualified to be reborn in such a wonderful place. For example, in the four heavenly heavens, people could live up to 900 million years old, and there are 28 layers of heavens. The higher the heaven goes, the longer people live. And the state there is also, the states in these heavens are really wonderful, but the states in the Pure Land are even more superior than those in the heavens. So then Venerable Master instructed us, he said that nothing in the world is fixed. Everything can be changed. Just like the Dharma Master who had shared Dharma with us last night talked about how he sincerely repented to Venerable Master and how things were changed for him. It's just because we all have really heavy karmic offenses. Originally, we are not really qualified to be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss. But if we are very sincere and are willing to recite the Buddha's name and cultivate according to the Dharma, then we too could also be reborn in a pure land. Before Venerable Master had entered Nirvana, he gave us this instruction to read the records or the biographies of the sages and the worthies who have been born in the Pure Land. The preface of this book was written by Great Master Yin Guang. Altogether, there are 10 rows. So this is a very important book to read. 阿弥陀佛。